Praise the Lord, good evening. God is good, amen. They say the fear of man bringeth a snare. But whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be saved. Again, the fear of man bringeth a snare. But whoso puts his trust in the Lord shall be saved. We continue to speak today about how to fear God. And you will understand from the scriptures our attitude and our behaviors. The title of the message is, "What tonight is the blessed is the man who fears the Lord." That will be part of three. And we will tackle part of the life of King Saul, how he failed God and his cause in his life. Let's open our Bible to the book of 1 Samuel. Book of 1 Samuel chapter 10. And I read verse 1. Say, then Samuel took a vial of oil and poured it upon his head and kissed him and said, "It is not because the Lord has anointed thee to be captain over his inheritance." Samuel, after he spoke to King Saul about that God is calling him to be a king, he took him aside and he got a vial of oil and put it on his head and kissed him, and he told him that God had anointed you to be the captain over his inheritance, over his people. Not only to be a king, but a captain. A king to rule and a captain to go forward to fight the good fight for the Lord. Before we continue the message, let's pray. God, I pray for the conviction of the Holy Ghost upon your church to repent from the fear of man, to raise up to serve you wholeheartedly in the name of Jesus. I pray that your word and that with the help of the Holy Spirit make us understand each and every one of us his life. And now we had failure. Oh Lord, I pray that the scriptures will lead us today into a deep repentance, oh God. That we will recover from sin and the work of darkness in our life. We thank the Lord, we bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. And you know, when Samuel anointed Saul and he told him that you are the king, that was a personal meeting between him and Saul, not anointing them alone. But later on, Samuel called the whole Israelites, and they confirmed that Saul is the king. Let us read this scripture. That's in the same chapter. We'll go to verse 17, and you read from verse 17 to the end, to verse 27. And Samuel called the people together unto the Lord to Mizpah, and said unto the children of Israel, "Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, I brought up Israel out of Egypt, and deliver you out of the hand of the Egyptian, and out of the hand of the kingdoms, and of them that oppress you. And you have this day rejected your God, who himself saved you out of all your adversaries, and also your tribulations. And you have said unto him, Nay, but set a king over us. Now therefore present yourself before the Lord by your tribes and by your thousands, And when Samuel had caused all the tribes of Israel to come near, the tribe of Benjamin was taken. And when he had caused the tribe of Benjamin to come near by their families, the family of Matri was taken, and Saul, the son of Kish, was taken. And when they sought him, he could not be found. Therefore they inquired of the Lord further if the man should yet consider. And the Lord answered, Behold, he hath hid himself among the staff. And they run and fetch him thence. And when he stood among the people, he was higher than any of the people from his shoulders and upward. And Samuel said to all the people, See ye him whom the Lord hath chosen, that there is none like him among all the people. And all the people shouted and said, God save the king. Then Samuel told the people the manner of the kingdom, and wrote it in a book, and laid it out before the Lord. And Samuel sent all the people away, everyone to his house. And Saul also went home to Gibeah, and there went with him a band of men whose hearts God had touched. But the children of Gilead said, How shall this man save us? And they despised him, and brought him no presents, but he hid his face. Now after we read this, Saul knew he is a king, and when Samuel gathered all the tribes to show them who is the king by lot, all the tribes, and the lot fell on Saul, and when they searched him, they did not find him. He was hiding. Why he was hiding? Why he was hiding? Have come to your mind this question? How many of you have read the scripture? Why Saul was hiding? Maybe humility? Maybe self-denial? Why he was hiding? He was hiding, and you know why he was hiding? He was hiding because when Gilgalot, finally his name was taken, he hid because he knew that he is called to be a king. So he did not show himself. Maybe they will elect somebody else. They say Saul is not there, get somebody else instead of him. That's the only reason. Now why he does not want to be a king? Why he does not want to be a king? Why he does not want to lead? Fear of man. Let us analyze it from the scripture. And that is your sin, you people, tonight. That is the sin of the church today. You know why Satan is riding on the church? Fear of man. Fear of people. Let us see the roots from the scripture about the personality of Saul. You know when you have fear of man, we'll go ahead with the next sin. Adultery, stealing, lying, covering up, compromising, all because you fear man. One is after the other. That's why, blessed is the man who fears the Lord. In chapter 9, when calamities will come, in chapter 9, when Samuel first met Saul and spoke to him, and verse 20, you know, Saul went out of his house, sent by his father, to look for the donkeys. And they did not find the donkeys. Then they said, let us go to the seer, that's Samuel, to inquire where are the donkeys of our father. And already the Lord had spoke to Samuel one day Before you come tomorrow, I will send you an anointed. You are anointed to be a king over my inheritance. So when Samuel saw Saul, first he comforted him, don't worry about the donkeys already found. And your father is now worried about you. In verse 20, let's read, and as for thine asses that were lost 3 days ago, set not thy mind on them, for they are found. The next part of the verse, he told them, and on whom it all is all the desire of Israel? Question mark. Is it not on thee and on all thy father's house? He told them, the desire of Israel on whom is on you and on your father's house. What was the desire of Israel at that time? Give us king to rule over us, to lead us, to take us into his part. That is the desire of the Israelites. It will be fulfilled in the life of Saul. So he comes to know that he will be there king. Let us see his answer, how he answered. What did he say to the Samuel? We should understand the personality. Why he was hiding in the stuff. Somebody else will go instead of not me, Lord. In verse 21. And Saul answered and said, am I not a Benjamite of the smallest of the tribes of Israel? And my family, the least of all the families of the tribe of Benjamin. Wherefore, why then speakest thou so to me? He told him, I am Benjamin, this is the smallest tribe. Yeah? I am, my family in the Benjamin is the smallest family. And I am not I am also not educated. I just leading donkeys, right? And you want now to put me a king? Inferiority complex. And you know, when you are king, you have to face a big people. Have you get the point? You know, it's responsibilities. Not only responsibilities. You know, the issue that had called the Israelites to ask God king is that when the Ammonite invaded Israel, they told Samuel, you give us king to go to fight the battle. So when Samuel told Saul, you'll be the king, I'll be the king, the next day I have to master the army to go and fight. Have you get the point here? Not he will be living an easy life. He will be living a troublesome life to serve the Lord. In chapter 8, sorry, chapter 12 and verse 12. Chapter 12, 1 Samuel chapter 12, verse 12. We must understand the personality of Saul so we can see ourselves. Why we are afraid from people? Because there are tasks we need to do. And we don't want to do it. Let me care for donkeys and I don't need to go and fight. Chapter 12, verse 12, he said, and when he saw Nash, when he was rebuking the people, Samuel was rebuking the people because they asked for king. And when he saw that Nash, the king of the children of Ammon, came against you, you say unto me, nay, but the king shall reign over us when the Lord your God was your king. You get the point here? They request a king instead of God leading them when the Ammonites invaded. So the first king will be elected. The first task is for him is to go and fight the Ammonites. And that is the first mission that God has given to Saul. And you get the point? You know why he's hiding? He does not want to suffer. Because he has fear from war, fear from men, fear from problems. And he does not want to face. Are you like that or no? Are we like that or no? You know, from the what we have read, when they call King Saul and they did not find him, they inquire of the Lord, is he here? They ask the Lord, is Saul is here? Because that is the anointing of the Holy Spirit, that when they cast the Lord, Saul's name is there. Either the Holy Spirit is wrong, or this saw there something. God answered, he is there and he is hiding. And he showed them the place and they went and caught him and they brought him out. In the same chapter, chapter 10 and verse 27. So first things, he have inferiority complex. My family is small, my tribe is small, I am an uneducated person. Second, you know, second is he does not want responsibilities. Go to war. Let me take care of the donkeys. The third reason why he fear man. In verse 27, look at this. But the children of Belial said, how shall this man save us? And they despised him and brought him no present, but he held his peace. Why he held his peace? Is he humble? They despised him. If I will answer them back, they will fight. Look at the point here. Fear of men. You know what David say about the son of Belial? I will cut them with the sword. I will not humble them with them. Why they compromise? They fear man and they don't fear God. And you see, the Lord was the soul. If you read the verse before it, verse 26. Sometimes, you know, we say how Saul from that position, God wants him to lead with all his background and his fear. You read verse 26, what is written there. It say, and Saul also went home to Gibeah, and there went with him a band of men whose hearts God had touched. Already God prepared a group of people, men, who their heart God has touched already. So don't fear, man. There are people with you, they are strong. You stand firm with the Lord. Sometimes when we are called to do certain things, we just look to ourselves. But we forget that God will call us and we need to obey Him first. We need to take the responsibility. We need to fight the good fight. How about people against us? God will touch certain people's hearts to be with us. And if we will obey, we will find those people there on the way to help us. Why Saul was afraid to take the responsibility of being a king? He knew that he's chosen by God based on people request. And he knew that God was upset with the people. And again, God was upset with the people. Now, if I will be taken the position of the king that God wants me, I should be standing with God against the people. Have you got the point here? I should make the people my enemy. Because they are the enemy of God. And you know, if you read chapter 8, we can understand more to support this view. In chapter 8, Samuel chapter 8, because Samuel put the rules for the kingdom. He told them, you want king? Fine with me, says the Lord, but I will put rules for the kingdom. You get the king and you get the rules to follow. And let us see the rules. And Saul knew that if you will be a king, you should follow this rule also. What is written in these rules? Now read from verse 7 onward. And the Lord say unto Samuel, hearken unto the voice of the people and all that they say unto thee, for they have not rejected thee, but they have rejected me, that I should not reign over them. They have rejected God, and God wanted for Saul to lead him. So he has to choose either with the people or with God. They say, according to all the works which they have done since the day that I brought them out of Egypt, even unto this day, wherewith they have forsaken me and serve other gods, so do they also unto me. Now therefore hearken unto their voice, howbeit yet protest only unto them, and show them the manner of the king that shall reign over them. And Samuel told all the words of the Lord unto the people that ask of him a king. And he said, this will be the manner of the king that shall reign over you. He shall take your sons. Oh. This is the only place in the Bible he wrote this rule. Have you get the point? This is the only place in the Bible, the rule of the king is this way. He will take your sons. So he had to go to the people and take their children. What? Yes. God wanted to discipline them, right? God will use Saul to discipline the people. He will take your sons, okay, and appoint them for himself, for his chariot, and to be his horsemen, and some shall run before his chariots. And he will take your daughters to be confectionaries, and to be cooks, and to be bakers. Wow. That's another thing. Have you come to across the scripture? I'm not saying that the one who become king, that is the rule for him, but that is the rule of God to discipline those who disobey. Have you get the point? If you want to serve God, if you want to serve God, we are in the same post of Saul. Either we follow God and get saved, or follow the people and get lost. That's what he need to do, Saul. So that's why he was hiding. Have you got the point here? That's why he was. He was hiding. Verse 14, and he will take your fields, and your vineyards, and your oliveyards, even the best of them, and give them to his servants. And he will take the tenth of your seed, and of your vineyard, and give to his officials and to his servants. That is the tax for the request. And he will take your men servants and your maid servants and your good and your goodliest young men and your asses and put them to his work. He will take the tenth of your sheep, and you shall be his servants. And you shall cry out in that day because of your king which you shall have chosen you, and the Lord will not hear you in that day. He said you will cry from the king. So he knew that people will be crying against him. That's why he was hiding. And you shall cry. Nevertheless, the people refused to obey the voice of Samuel, and they say, nay, but we will have a king over us. So when Saul was called, he knew that these things God would do, and he have to comply with the Lord, so that things will go well with him. we are in this life called by God. Saul was God's choice for people request. It was not the people's choice, it was God's choice based on people request. He would be saved if he had obeyed the Lord and do what is right and just. If he had stood with the Lord and disciplined the people and comply with what God wants him and the instruction that he received, he would be safe. But his fear of man brought him deterioration and lost his life. In the book of 1 Timothy, book of 2 Timothy chapter, book of 2 Timothy chapter 1, book of 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 6 to 8. What Paul reminded Timothy: wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. He told him, I remember the gift of the Holy Spirit that you have in you after I put my hand on you. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and love and of a sound mind. He told him, God did not give us spirit that we are be afraid to do the task and do the right things. God did not give us the spirit of fear to compromise and fear people and make people happy. God did not give us that spirit to condone sin and keep still quiet and cover up sin and paint wrongdoing. But God giving us the Holy Spirit who give us power, love in the correct way, and sound mind to do the right things. In verse 8, be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the affliction of the gospel according to the power of God. He said, don't be ashamed of Christ on me. Get our testimony as a good thing that you need to follow. And be willing to suffer. Amen? He told him, get the suffering. Saul was not willing to suffer and stand with the Lord, disciplining the people and accomplish his will. Then go to the book of Revelation. Do you think that the fear of man is sin or no? It's sin or no? The book of Revelation, you know, that sin, he put it on the first of the list, those who go to hell. Those who will go into eternal hell and the second death, the eternal fire. The first he put in the list, he did not put the adulterers or the drunkards or other words. He did not put this. He put the fearful. Book of Revelation chapter 21. Because when you fear man, you will do the rest of the sin. When you don't fear God, you will fear the people, and then the people will push you. The devil will schedule you. Steal, adultery, cheat, lie, hide, witchcraft, to help yourself. But the fearful, verse 8, but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderer and warmongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. But the point here, when you fear man, then next sin will come also. You know, devil is mafia. Devil is mafia. He will not be satisfied with one sin. Put it to other. Put it to other. Put it to other. And he will only cut it when you decide not to fear man, to fear God. What does the scripture speak? That you follow. Thus willing, we'll continue next Sunday. Speaking about the fear of God, meditating from the life of King Saul, the Saul's name. Now thank you for your love and care. Lord, teach us more of your ways and your will. Let us understand scriptures. Lord, I pray, O God, as you promise that you give us the Holy Spirit, and we believe, Lord, that you will not only give us the Holy Spirit, and you will give us men whom your heart you have touched to help us in our mission in serving you. Let us repent. For God did not give us the spirit of fear, but of love and power and a sound mind. O God, help us, O Lord. Tell him, Lord, help me, I want to overcome the fear of man. I rebuke it, name of Jesus. O God, relieve your people from this sin and the bondage they got from them. O God, I pray for those who are willing. Relieve them, set them free in the name of Jesus. O God, we cannot live without you. We cannot live without your command. We cannot live without your word. O Lord, teach us to follow you according to your will. In Jesus' name. How could I live without you? How could I without your people, to bring people from darkness, O Lord, as you call them of your Lord. You have called your people to save your Lord. Yes. Set them free, O Lord. O God, we thank you for your word. Let your word bring the harvest that you delight to see in the life of your church. We thank you, Lord, and we bless you. Help everyone who is in need. Solve their problem. Give, O God, men that their heart you have touched to help us in our endeavor to save you. O God, bless us. Enlarge our territory, Lord. Let your hand be with us and give us, Lord, from harms and that we not feel pain. I pray, O God, truly, O Lord, we need people with us whom their heart you have touched. Touch the people tonight, heart, and change them, O God, to be like you, to serve your purpose. May the grace of the Lord Jesus, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.